Lesson 16. Shopping 2. Part A. Micro listening. Phonetics. Liaison.
Drill 1. In this part, you'll hear 8 sentences which are already written out for you. Listen carefully and mark every case of liaison you hear according to the example. Then read aloud after the tape. Example: How much is it?
1. This is too small.
2. Here are your books.
3. I'll take it.
4. I'm awfully sorry about it.
5. Where is the Grand Theatre?
6. I waited and waited for a bus.
7. How can I get there?
8. I have a lot of trouble with spelling. Drill 2. You'll hear a dialogue twice. Supply the missing words.
Can I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for a present for my mother.
What about a pair of shoes like these?
Are they comfortable?
Yes, they are.
Okay. I think she'll like them.
What size does she wear?
7.
What do you think of this pair?
How much are they?
$35.50.
All right. I'll take them.
Now listen again. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for a present for my mother.
What about a pair of shoes like these?
Are they comfortable?
Yes, they are.
Okay. I think she'll like them.
What size does she wear?
7.
What do you think of this pair?
How much are they?
$35.50.
All right. I'll take them.
Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue. That's a bargain. Now listen to the dialogue.
Here's a nice sofa.
Yes, it is. But it's expensive, too. It's $489.99. That's almost $500.
I know. But I guess good furniture is always expensive.
Yes, but that's too much.
Do you like this one? It's on sale. It's only $199.99.
No, not very much.
I don't either. Oh, Tom, how do you like this chair?
How much is it?
Never mind the price. Do you like it?
Yes, it's soft and comfortable. But how much...
Can I help you, sir? Madam?
We like this chair, but we are wondering if you can give us some discount.
If you really like it, I can give you 10% off. That will be $69.50.
That's a bargain. Let's take it, Mary.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear.
Here's a nice sofa.
Yes, it is. But it's expensive, too. It's $489.99. That's almost $500.
I know, but I guess good furniture is always expensive.
Yes, but that's too much.
Do you like this one? It's on sale. It's only $199.99.
No, not very much.
I don't either. Oh, Tom, how do you like this chair?
How much is it?
Never mind the price. Do you like it?
Yes, it's soft and comfortable. But how much?
Can I help you, sir? Madam?
We like this chair, but we are wondering if you can give us some discount.
If you really like it, I can give you 10% off. That will be $69.50.
That's a bargain. Let's take it, Mary.
Number one. The man and woman were buying some furniture.
Number two. The woman said that furniture was always quite expensive.
Number three. The man seemed to care a lot about prices.
Number four. The man and woman had made a bargain with the salesman.
Number five. The man seemed to be quite satisfied with the price, but not with the chair itself.
Exercise two. Listen to the dialogue again and supply as much information as you can about the three pieces of furniture mentioned in the dialogue.
Here's a nice sofa.
Yes, it is. But it's expensive, too. It's $489.99. That's almost $500.
I know, but I guess good furniture is always expensive.
Yes, but that's too much.
Do you like this one? It's on sale. It's only $199.99.
No, not very much.
I don't either. Oh, Tom, how do you like this chair?
How much is it?
Never mind the price. Do you like it?
Yes, it's soft and comfortable. But how much?
Can I help you, sir? Madam?
We like this chair, but we are wondering if you can give us some discount.
If you really like it, I can give you 10% off. That will be $69.50.
That's a bargain. Let's take it, Mary.
Passage. Back in fashion. Now listen to the passage.
Mary stopped outside a shoe shop and looked in the window. For some time, she gazed at a pair of high boots on display. They are exactly what I've been looking for, she thought. I'd like to buy a pair of boots like the ones you have in the window, she said to the shop assistant. Could you tell me how much they are, please? As the price was reasonable, Mary decided to try a pair on. The shop assistant asked her to sit down and brought a pair. While she was helping Mary to put them on, she kept looking at Mary's stockings. Mary was wearing a pair of stockings made of fine white lace. Excuse me for asking, the shop assistant said at last, but where did you get these stockings? We've been trying to obtain stockings like these for some time. They are the very latest fashion. They are pretty, aren't they? Mary said. They were given to me by my grandmother.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Mary stopped outside a shoe shop and looked in the window. For some time, she gazed at a pair of high boots on display. They are exactly what I've been looking for, she thought. I'd like to buy a pair of boots like the ones you have in the window, she said to the shop assistant. Could you tell me how much they are, please? As the price was reasonable, Mary decided to try a pair on. The shop assistant asked her to sit down and brought a pair. While she was helping Mary to put them on, she kept looking at Mary's stockings. Mary was wearing a pair of stockings made of fine white lace. Excuse me for asking, the shop assistant said at last, but where did you get these stockings? We've been trying to obtain stockings like these for some time. They are the very latest fashion. They are pretty, aren't they? Mary said. They were given to me by my grandmother.
Question number 1. Why did Mary stop outside a shoe shop?
Question number 2. What did Mary find in the window?
Question number 3. What did the shop assistant do when Mary was trying on the new boots?
Question number 4. What was the shop assistant interested in?
Question number 5. What is the main idea of the story?
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and complete the following with the information you get from the tape.
Mary stopped outside a shoe shop and looked in the window. For some time, she gazed at a pair of high boots on display. They are exactly what I've been looking for, she thought. I'd like to buy a pair of boots like the ones you have in the window, she said to the shop assistant. Could you tell me how much they are, please? As the price was reasonable, Mary decided to try a pair on. The shop assistant asked her to sit down and brought a pair. While she was helping Mary to put them on, she kept looking at Mary's stockings. Mary was wearing a pair of stockings made of fine white lace. Excuse me for asking, the shop assistant said at last, but where did you get these stockings? We've been trying to obtain stockings like these for some time. They are the very latest fashion. They are pretty, aren't they? Mary said. They were given to me by my grandmother.
This is the end of Lesson 16.
Kimmy, come on, find me. Kimmy, come on, find me. Kimmy, come on, find me.